Father God, I want to thank you for all you do for us all the time. And Father God, I want to thank you for allowing us to help the kids this past weekend by giving away backpacks and school supplies, and for us to give COVID testing and the vaccines, you know, the COVID vaccine. And Father God, I would like to thank you for allowing us to come back inside First Baptist to worship you on Sunday mornings. Father God, I'd like to thank you for our trustees, and our deaconess, our ushers, and the deacons, and our Pastor Tucker. Father God, I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Riddick, for that prayer. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Pearl Smith.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading Psalm 24 in its entirety. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. He may ascend the hill of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your hands, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Smith. I'm still not seeing Deacon Harris, so we're going to move on to our 2 minutes of Close My Prayer.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Kenneth Brooks.
Let us pray, Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing us together for another Wednesday night prayer service, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I'd like you to continue to bless my First Baptist Church family. Keep us and guide us and order our steps, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I want you to continue to bless my family. You know all about us. Keep us strong. Heavenly Father, I want to make a special prayer for our youth. Bless them with your guiding grace as they face challenges of life, Heavenly Father. Touch their hearts with your gentleness of your love and let them know that you are always with them, Heavenly Father. Send your spirit of hope in their lives that they may believe in themselves and know that they are needed in this world, Heavenly Father. The children are our future. Heavenly Father, continue to show grace and mercy on them. Guide them as they continue to grow. Don't let them stray down the path of destruction, Heavenly Father. Order their steps. Loving Heavenly Father, I pray your protection over the many young children attending colleges and universities, Heavenly Father. Protect their hearts and minds and show them the truth in your word. Strengthen them when they are ridiculed for their faith in you. Keep all who accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior under your wing, Heavenly Father. Give them the wisdom in the choices that they make when they choose the career paths and subjects they decide to study. Help them, Heavenly Father, to find fellowship with you and support from the other believers in Jesus. And Heavenly Father, I challenge everyone on the line to find a young youth and share the Lord's Prayer with them. I'm going to read it tonight. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and we forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Brooks, for that wonderful prayer. We will now hear a musical selection, and after that selection, we will hear from our inspirational speaker, Pastor Deborah Letcher. She is pastor of New Bethel Christian Church in, I don't know how to pronounce this, but I'm going to try, Keokuk, Iowa. She's a friend of Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry, and she's also a supporter of the First Baptist Outreach Ministry. So after we hear our musical selection, we will hear from Pastor Deborah Letcher.
Thank you. is all.
Oh, my King. You know my name. My name, God, I just lift you up and I magnify you. You're so worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for redeeming me and giving me another opportunity, Lord Jesus. I thank you as you walk through the fire with me, Lord, as you take me through the storm, Lord, as you lead and guide me in every direction, Lord, that you would have me to go, that your will be done in my life and not what the enemy has for me. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you called me one day, Lord, and you opened up a door that I didn't know even existed to me, God, and I give you praise, glory, and honor tonight because you are so worthy, God. You are so worthy in every aspect and every avenue, and whatever, God, you have for your people, Lord, let us be obedient to it. Let us say yes to your will and yes to your way, God, that you, Lord Jesus, will be reigning in our lives, Lord, that others can see Christ in us and come asking what they must do to be saved. Let us live according to the purpose, Lord, for the foundation. Let us not get out of focus and out of will, Lord, but to stand firm on what thus saith the Lord. We thank you as we magnify you tonight, as we give you glory and honor, as we continue to lift you up. Lord, I ask that you bless the church, Lord Jesus. Minister, Lord Jesus, like never before, Lord. Minister to the pastor, Lord, and all those that are doing works and wonders in your life, God, as they continue to fulfill the will that you have called them to do, God, that they will be obedient to you, Lord. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to share a scripture, just one verse of a scripture, and I know you're familiar with it. It's Isaiah 43:1. It says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." And I know that he has called for purpose. He has opened up doors for us and avenues where we didn't see before and using us for his glory. We thank him for that. And what I want to encourage you tonight is to let you know that God does know your name. He knows who you are. The problem that we're having right now in the world, though, is people don't know who they are. They are listening to what people tell them they are, but they're not paying attention to whom God called them to be. They're saying, "I'm this and I'm that," or "I'm not that." You determine this and be led by what people say and not by what God said. He knows your name and he has called you, and we need to answer according to that and not being a slave to the mentality that Satan has put out there. You know, one thing I realized, that we have to know that Satan has a name for us and we shouldn't answer to that name. We should not be following what he says we are, but according to the name that God has given us, to the opportunity that he has given us, to the power and glory that he has given to us. For every one of us has an opportunity to hear our name, because God is calling and he's sending his people out. Do you remember when Samuel was sleeping that night and he slept and he kept hearing his name being called, and he kept going to Eli and asking him, "Are you calling me? Are you calling me?" And he said, "No, I'm not calling you. Go back to bed. No, I'm not calling you. Go back to bed." But the third time he said, Eli finally woke up and realized that he needed to tell Samuel that that was God calling his name, that he needed to say, "Lord, what do you want me to do? Speak to me, Lord," and know that God is speaking to him. We need to start telling people to start paying attention and listening to the name that God is calling them and answer him and follow what he's telling them and whatever direction we are, because we have to remember who we are and whose we are and walk in that according to what he said. We are the sons of God. We are the heirs to the throne, and all that is possible because he redeemed us. He made the opportunity by sending his only son to us that we can have life and have it more abundantly. But we have to answer the call. We have to answer to the name that God has given us. Start just getting out there and letting people know that they are called for purpose and that they have power and authority and dominion over all things when they have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, as they have walked to him, and as if they answered
what God is calling them. I was at the museum today, and I saw a thing that just grabbed me out of all the stuff there. There was lots of there. Of course, you guys have been. But there was this little saying in there that said, a slave must move by the will of another, hence the necessity of terror to coerce his obedience. That's what Satan uses, terror, fear, depression, downtrodden, situations in our life that are negative to convince us and coerce us into obedience to what he calls us and to what he says we are and to where he wants us to go. And we get caught up in that because fear. But God said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind. We just need to listen to God calling us and pay attention to what he says and walk according to that. God has got a name for you. Do you remember when he changed Abraham to Abram? He changed that name because he wanted him to know that he was chosen of God and that God had a purpose and a call for him. Amen. He even called Moses out of the burning bush, called him and signified to him, I've got a purpose for you. And Moses intimidated because he'd been listening to the enemy. Said, I can't do it. I stutter. I can't do it. I can't do it. And God said, I know you. I made you. I know who you are. I formed you. I created you. You with me can do anything. Amen? And so we need to recognize that, especially in these last and evil days, that we have to walk and listen to God. He said, my people know my voice. My sheep will not answer another. They will speak when I say speak and say what I say. That's according to us listening to what he's saying to us and not what the enemy is saying to us. It's time to take off those headphones and stop listening to things that don't line up with the will of God and start paying attention to what thus saith the Lord. Stay in the ministry. Stay focused. Stay in your prayer life. Stay where God wants you to be. And he'll walk through that fire with you. He'll go through the rivers with you. He'll go through the trials. He said, you're not alone. I'm with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you're not. You've been redeemed. You've been bought with a price. You are well able to live up to the name that God has called you. He knows your name. Do you know your name? Are you listening and answering when the call comes to you? Or are you acting out of what someone else has called you? Tonight I want to be just encourage you that you need to not put up your hand and say, speak the hand, or act like you don't hear us. You know how our young people sometimes act like you have to call them 3 or 4 times, and they act like they don't hear you. But don't act like that with God. When he calls you the first time, answer him. You know, he's a God of a second chance, but why do we want to take a second chance when we could really just minister right now and be ahead of the game? I say right now, listen to him while he's calling your name and let him use you mightily because he has purpose. I don't care what you've been through, where you're at right now, what you did, how long you've been there, and even if you're discouraged right now, I want to tell you that God knows your name, and it is a name that you want to be wrote down in the book of life. You want it to be read when the days are over. You want to be found in that book. So the only way you're going to do that is to listen to God right now and answer his call for us right now and be obedient to that call. And when he says pray, pray. When he says run, run. When he says set, set. When he says listen, listen. Do what thus saith the Lord because he's calling your name. God bless you. We thank you, Lord. I hope that we have spoken a word of encouragement to someone tonight, that their life will be changed, that they will listen to God's call in their life and answer to the name that he has given them and not what the world has given them. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. We will now have 20 seconds for you all to extend your appreciation to Pastor Letcher. That's 20 seconds.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for the message. What a message.
What a powerful word. Bless your church. Powerful, encouraging.
He knows our name.
He knows our name.
Yes.
God
bless.
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Before we hear our closing remarks from Sister Betty McKenzie Mavery, I have a message to read. Greetings, church family. The pulpit committee would like to thank everyone that responded to the pastoral survey. For those members that have not had a chance to do so, it is not too late. Survey responses are due by August 22nd. If you have not received the survey, please contact the pulpit committee at FBC, pulpit committee survey at gmail.com, or leave a voicemail message with the church office at 202-541-5000. Sincerely yours in Christ, First Baptist Church Pulpit Committee. Thank you so much for listening to that message. We will now hear our closing remarks from Sister Betty, if she is on the call. Just a moment.
Can you hear me, darling?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. First, good evening, everyone. First, I want to thank Reverend Tucker for trusting me to close out for him this evening, while he's on vacation. First, we want to thank Reverend Deb for that awesome, awesome message. He knows our name. And to all of you that participated in the Wednesday night prayer service, I pray that each of you were listening and will digest those words and grow. I came to know Reverend Deb and the New Bethel family around exactly 10 years ago last month, when they thought it not robbery to come to Washington, D.C., and they chose our church, and they some way had heard about the outreach ministry, and they chose our ministry. And they came down with a bus loaded with all kinds of everything that you could name possibly for the homeless and men and women in the DMV. And we all have been friends from that day forward, and we went down to Lafayette Park, and we had a wonderful prayer service and gave out so many, all kinds of materials, things that the personal item things that the men and women would need. And in addition to that, they brought all of those school supplies. And Reverend Deb and Reverend Samuel and the New Bethel family, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart, and our church family love and thank you too. And thank you for taking time out of your vacation to participate in our Wednesday night prayer service. And I want you, the church, to know Reverend Beth came down for vacation, but she did not forget the outreach ministry. She has about three or four suitcases full of items to give to our homeless men and women in the DMV, and we just want to say thank you. Now, we ask that you that you would pray for our sick and shut-in members. Our love and sympathy goes out to our bereaved families for the transitioning of their loved ones. To the family of Brother Eddie Beth and Sister Bessie Beth, in the loss of his brother, Travis Beth, the funeral service will be held in Goldsboro, North Carolina, at Central Heights Free Will Baptist Church on August 19, 2022, The wake is at 11 a.m. and the service is at 12 noon. To the family of our own, Sister Rosalind Gibson, whose memorial service will be held at First Baptist Church on August 25th, 2022 at 11 a.m. To Deaconess Bruce Robinson family, in the passing of his cousin, Rosalind Robinson, funeral services will be held in Philadelphia on Thursday, August 25th, 2022. To Sister Carolyn Wood and the Watkins-Mickens family, in the loss of Sister Wood's sister-in-law, Rebecca Shaw, and the cousin of the Watkins-Mickens family, Earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. Let's keep all our families in prayer. Let us talk to the Lord. God, you've heard the voices and cries of your people. Oh God, our God, we come before you this evening with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, thanking and praising you for who you are. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, we could never thank and praise you enough for all that you have done and all that you are going to do in our lives. First, God, you woke us up this morning. Then we were able to get up. Then we could take a deep breath, breathe. Then we could cry out, thank you, Lord, God, for another day to get it right. The blood was flowing like rivers of fresh water throughout our bodies. Then, Lord, you clothed us in our right mind. You told us to go on, sisters and brothers, walk in my will and walk in my way. Master, we just want to say thank you. We pray for forgiveness of our sins because they are many. Lord, we pray for the troubles that are all over this world today. We know that there is a message in what is going on throughout this land. All the diseases and calamities that are happening in this world today. God, we have been naughty people and not paying attention to what it is that you are saying to us. We need to humble ourselves because you are calling our name and we are not listening. God, with me, I am so grateful for you allowing me to see that you wanted more of my attention, to humble myself, study your word more, to take more quiet time with you, to meditate, to study, to show myself approved so you could use me, Lord. And I just want to personally say thank you for getting my attention. I am so happy to say that the pandemic has been the best years of my life because I got to know, hallelujah, I got to know the real God for myself, inside and out, one-on-one. The Holy Spirit feels really good. So, Father, before I close out this prayer tonight, I pray that you will humble the minds and spirits of everyone that is in the sound of my voice and everyone that has heard the messages and the prayers tonight, that you will help them to see and feel and know that you are God, and that without you, there is nothing. But with you, there is everything they will ever need. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, a fullness of life. You gave it all to us, God. We just need to reach and grab it and live life abundantly as you design it to be for all of us. Now, Lord, I pray a special blessing for our pastor, Reverend Frank B. Tucker. Lord, I ask that you would touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. God, give him this special time, Lord, to meditate more on you and to spend some quiet time with you, dear God, and renew his mind, his spirit, and his body. And I pray for Minister Lisa Tucker, God. Be with her, Lord. Keep her in your care. And bless the sick, the afflicted, the homeless, the prisoners, everybody in this whole wide world, because we are all your children. I ask this prayer, Heavenly Father, in the matchless and precious name of your darling Son, Jesus the Christ, and all souls cries out, amen, amen, and amen to a risen King in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for this evening. If you have any questions about the announcements that Sister Betty made, please contact your circle leader, check our church website, or contact the church office. I pray that you have a blessed, blessed week. We hope to see you Sunday in church or online and back here next Wednesday. Please also keep Sister Cynthia Tinsley in prayer. She is out of town visiting her sick cousin, and we just pray that everything will go well with that situation and pray her safe return home. And I ask that you would continue to pray for our church and for each other. God bless you and have a blessed evening. Good night. If those of you staying online, please continue to enjoy the music.